my name is Haley Kelly, and my podcast is on lost families. It has to do with adoptions. There is millions of couples every day that can't have children, and there's millions of unwanted babies who need a home. This couple can go to the adoption agency and adopt an unwanted child into their life. Even some are on a waiting list for adoption for a baby or a small children. Adoptions can be put couples together with a newborn as a or a small child to make them a family. There are several different adoptions. There's an open versus closed, and the costs of adoption. An open adoption is a choice of a mother and the birth father can make themselves and their unborn baby. Open adoptions, birth mothers can have an ongoing relationship with adoptive parents if they wish. The birth parents chooses the adoptive family, and two families develop a relationship under one. Open adoption relationship can give the birth mother a sense of peace, a decision to place their children into a loving adoptive family, comfort knowing that their birth child will always know them, a chance to tell the birth parents their birth child his or her adoption story. The disadvantages of closed adoption. Dealing with grief, dealing with denial, dealing with guilt, dealing with abandonment, and dealing with the lack of information. Disadvantage of adoptive parents, the closed adoption experience can be varies from family to family. It increases denial, it increases fear, it eliminates medical history and less control. Adoption child can be identified confusion, preoccupied with adoption issues, unlimited information. Closed adoptions is experienced differently in every case. Communication is most virtual factor in adoption process. Now we're going to go to the cost. The cost for to adopt a child from an agency is $5,000 to $40,000, with 60% falling within $10,000 to $30,000, average being around $28,000. Some adoption agencies have a sliding fee scale where adoptions costs are based on your income. Families who adopt from foster care typically pay more than $2,000, with most paying nothing. There is like 400,000 children in foster care as we speak. And 114 of them cannot be returned to their family, waiting for adoptions. This is my podcast on adoptions. I feel that the listeners will enjoy my podcast due to there is so many children that are on the waiting list to have someone to love them, to care for them, and treat them like they belong. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Haley Kelly. Bye.
Hello, my name is Virginia Kelly, and this is my podcast on the history between 1700 and 1888. The Magnolia Plantation was owned by Ambrose LaCamille. At one time, owned 235 slaves. There was a legislature of compelled from 1845 to 1860, which has name, age, and etc. The slaves lived in brick cabins, which had two rooms for each family to live in. The Magnolia Plantation also had a hospital on it for the slaves who get sick to go to. The owner had personal doctors come in and take care of the slaves in the hospital. After the Civil War, many slaves continued to work on the plantation. The Magnolia Plantation was located in Georgia. The Magnolia Plantation was a sugar plantation. The overseer was killed by the North trying to protect the main house from them trying to set it on fire. The overseer was shot to death. The McLeod Plantation was constructed by William McLeod. It was one of the largest cotton plantations in Charleston. William McLeod was killed in battle in 1864. McLeod's plantation served as a headquarters for General Russell Bridge and the Confederate headquarters commissary Field Hospital until James Island fell to the Union Army in 1865. 20,000 free men camped on the plantation after the Civil War to claim their ration in 40 acres and a meal. McLean Plantation also had cabins for the slaves to live. During the Civil War, the soldiers were buried in the slaves' graveyard. After the war, McLean's Plantation became headquarters for the Freeman Bureau. The Hattie was a French colony known as Saint Dominique. Saint Dominique slaves based sugar coffee industry was the fastest growing and successful by 1760s. It became the most profitable colony in the U.S. After the slaves made up, African slaves made up majority of the population, the Hatties would wait until 1862 for the U.S. to consider Haiti as a independent nation. Slaves worked in plantations doing cotton, sugar, tobacco, cash crops for their masters. Slaves working in the cotton and tobacco were the most profitable for their masters. Slave trade was abolished in 1807, which 12 million Africans were sent to the New World in the Caribbean and South America. Many worked on sugar plantation. This is Prophet Hill, a plantation where a group of 50 people, black and white, stood in front of the Southern Gothic home talking about slaves, owners, and slaves. Prophet Hill was called for a period of drama set before the American Civil War. It was a place for slaves, owners, and slaves to talk. Slaves leaving the field with a basket of cotton, slavery became moral, legal, and sociable and acceptable institution in the colonies. An antibody slave fetches an average price between $1,200 to $1,500. Slaves were auctioned off to white masters and to the highest bidders. Usually the wealthy and rich were the ones buying the slaves through these auctions. White poor couldn't afford the prices of slaves. In the auction, they usually did their own work. A southern planter, they used mule teams for plows the land, which generally held by women's, and very well. This is before the Civil War. Black men's were the boss of women's while working in the field in the plantation. The black men's were also called Negroes. They also hard workers in the Southwest than in the Eastern and Northern slave states. Ella Whitney came up the cotton gin in 1792, which changed how cotton was done. By the beginning of the Civil War, over 3 million slaves tilled the South soil. Cotton was the majority source of the economic in the South. Abraham Lincoln was born February 12, 1809. He was born to uneducated farmers in a one-room cabin, which was on Sinking Spring Farm in Southeast, making the first president born west of the Appalachian. Lincoln was the first president to do away with slavery and fleeing the black. Lincoln was shot in the head by John Wilkes Booth. Lincoln died in April 15th of 1865. Lincoln was the United States' 16th president. Lincoln led the United States through its Civil War. It's the bloodiest war. Lincoln strengthened the federal government and modernized the economic. Queen Anne became English throne. A few months later, England joined the conflict when it declared war on Spain and France in May of 1702, which will become Queen Anne's War. New England fought the French and the Indians forces based in Anacana in New France. The British won Queen Anne's War. Queen Anne's War was fought between 1702 to 1713. Queen Anne got her throne when her brother-in-law William III died in March of 1702. Rutherford B. Hayes was our 19th president of the United States. President Hayes oversaw the Reconstruction and began the efforts that led to civil servants reform, an attempt to recolonize the division left over from the Civil War. President Hayes was born in Ohio in 1822. Hayes was an educated at Kenyon College and Harvard Law School. Hayes was the youngest wicked lawyer. He fought in the Civil War, was wounded in action, and rose to the rank of Brevet Major General. Hayes only served 1 year term as president and retired to his home in Ohio in 1881, and he died in 1893.